With oil hovering around $45 a barrel these days, oil workers can go from making six figures to nothing overnight. When they're working, a $60,000 truck, for example, might be a reasonable purchase and maybe even a business expense. But the oil industry isn't like most businesses. Our Inside Energy reporter Lee Patterson looks at the challenges to budgeting in a boom and bust economy.
With oil prices in the tank, business in the oil fields is tough.
Yeah, we laid off all except for Jordy for about a month and a half.
That's Justin Gamble. I met him at a bar in Gillette, a town in northeastern Wyoming.
And I'm a salesman for New Coda. It's an oil field service and rental company.
Now Jordy, the one who didn't get laid off.
Of course, I'm indispensable.
His name is Jordan Couch. He is a 22-year-old cowboy and now a supervisor at New Coda. The company actually didn't have work for him for a while, but it was easy to keep him around because he had his own housing. But he wasn't getting paid.
I had like maybe $3,000 saved up.
That was gone in just a few weeks.
Truck payment, $1,000 a month. Rent's $1,000 a month.
By the time work picked up, Couch says he was already behind on truck payments and was almost evicted from his apartment. And that is where Couch's boss, Justin Gamble, steps in as a sort of financial advisor.
They blow every penny they get. They make more money than they've ever made before, and they think it's going to be steady. I tell them all the time, they need to save their money.
Gamble has been through downturns in the energy and steelmaking industries, as well as a divorce and now child support. He knows the money doesn't always last.
Yeah, they learn the hard way. Nothing's secure, unless you're making toilet paper, I guess.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the U.S. has lost around 5,000 oil and gas jobs over the past year. But the debt that often follows, it hasn't shown up in banks' balance sheets quite yet.
The typical ones on here are certainly your unsecured credit cards, your signature loans, your new vehicles.
Kurt Phelan, CEO of Campco Federal Credit Union in Gillette, walks me through his most recent loan loss sheet. His records don't show any big losses yet.
It's been more of just the last 60 days that we've really started to see a real change.
A change in the number of people coming in because they can't make their payments, and in the number of vehicles being turned over to Campco. That's more than doubled.
We know we've only hit the tip of the iceberg, so it's going to be a matter of how low will these prices go and how long will they go.
In the past, low oil prices for long periods of time have hit oil towns hard. Mark Zaback knows that firsthand. He's a banker who moved to Wyoming in 1982, just a few years before the oil bust.
You had people leaving town, and it happened almost overnight. Just almost overnight.
In 1985, personal and business bankruptcy filings in the state were nearly triple what they were in 1980, and several local banks shut their doors.
I remember having customers who were robbing their kids' savings accounts to make payroll taxes for their company back then.
The layoffs, the debt, the battered local economies, Zaback, like many others, is seeing warning signs that it could happen all over again. And for workers, a lot of it comes down to this.
The lack of financial literacy. We see it every day. You have young people coming out of high school or maybe college. All of a sudden, they're getting a six-figure check.
Most young workers don't come to the oil patch with strong money management skills. And the banks, well, encouraging lending is part of the business plan. Back at the bar, we go outside. That truck, Jordan Couch still has it. And he's keeping it.
Oh, 100%. Even if I go back to cowboying, I'm still making $1,000 a month. I can make the payment.
Yeah.
Who eats, right?
Ah, the wisdom of youth. Sometimes the love of a truck trumps any attempt at money management. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.